So here the Swiss, he's lost against Napoleon.
There's the joining. Octagon lost this time. But there was, he was a pharaoh as well. So they got internal fights. Let's put it that way.
So, and there's the army barracks. It's called the Sand. It used to be a Roman. And here it says General von Erlach. You remember that name? That was the first Swissy that emigrated just after the Middle Ages in 1500 and something to the United States. The first one, the very first one. So look it up, you know, if there are any von Erlachs in the US. And the Bernese, who lost the battle here, they were murdering the entire population of Lausanne and Freiburg, who were speaking French, and they still are. And so they were saved, actually, by Napoleon. Look, there's a Templar symbol as well again. There it is. And, yeah, so here they came lamenting. So here they became smarter. The next thing, you know, they let the others fight, and you know, this is how they do it. Yeah? It's my small burden. So this is in Grauholz, the Battle of Grauholz near Bern. So here's some intel about the Battle of Grauholz. We're living a few kilometers away from here. So, and it was a grave error by the French army to have had mercy upon the Swiss. The French could have spared a Second World War if they would have kept the Swiss under control. Because they just changed faces and say, oh, pity on us, you know, like, and we didn't do anything wrong just after the Second World War. While they financed Mr. Hitler and they shipped all the Nazis out with the Red Cross passes and their banks and all that. So the next country that lays Switzerland down on their knees should keep control forever, because these people won't ever change. Very dangerous. They will start again and again and again. And they're a real menace to the world. So this battle in Grauholz, next to where we live, was in fact, as I explained, it was a war between the pharaohs and the pharaohs. Napoleon, he was one of them, building pyramids, going to the pyramids and the whole imperial expansion. But he had some ideas. There was one who believed in things and he wanted to have people prosper on some levels, you know, like saving the people here, the French-speaking people who were all being murdered by the Swiss. And then, so on the other side, of course, the Templar of Octagon. Here they lost a big battle, probably the last one. So these guys, the Swiss, they are no real fighters, you know. If they stand, you know, against real men, they are lost, you know. And the Alemannic people of the Swiss, they were the first ones to collaborate with the old world order and the Romans. That was the first Germanic tribe, actually. And the Saxons, well, they're the ones who actually never did. And that's why they kept them poor, just like the Romanians, and put them behind the wall, like in the Eastern Bloc, you know. So this is actually the same thing as Obama crushing the Swiss banks. And both are pharaohs against the Templars of Octagon, and they're having internal wars, just as Napoleon did. So I don't agree with everything, of course, well, with most things Mr. Obama does, but I do like it. He's crushing the Swiss banks. So he's like a bit like Napoleon. I mean, he wants something better for the people, you know. And it was in the newspaper 2 days ago that the Swiss National Bank, they lost $9 billion. 9 billion, that's 9,000 millions. What the rich people, it's not gone, it's still somewhere, you know? And this is what the rich people lost. And, you know, the poorer ones, they will get it, you know, or have a free healthcare, you know, things like this. So, in a way, Obama is a way like a bit like Napoleon. He does have some like standards of a pharaoh who wants something good, in spite of a lot of bad things as well, of course. But well, there are differences. I just want to tell you, there are differences. They're not all alike. That's why they killed Kennedy. He was, of course, also one of the pharaohs. They all are. Okay, cheerio. Grail, so that means our grains are here at the entrance, so everybody knows who is initiated. It is all pharaonic. And the castle. So it's called Shadow Castle. Sounds like shadow, doesn't it? Well, it's shadowy country, it is. Some other pharaonic house in Switzerland, in Thun. This is the Thun, the Lake of Thun. On the other side is Interlaken. Always have these pillars. Like obelisk, but these are not obelisks. But so there's the Sun hieroglyph, pharaonic. There it is again. And there is the Templar symbol, like the up is V, upside down V, two times. That's the Apis bull, that means the protection of Egypt or their descendants. And there it is again. Three times this time. And in a way, this is also Apis here. In a artistic form, like. So, and here is the Thun, Lake of Thun. What's the monkey doing there? That's so weird. Sisters of Isis. Cat devil. Reptilian. Right. Reptilian stuff. And that's like from the Middle Ages. You know, they already had this reptilian stuff like in the Middle Ages. What's the monkey doing? Got his hands a bit low, doesn't he? Grail, and it looks to be it's octagonal.
I didn't know that. So the Shadow Castle is not even that old. It was built in the 19th century for a banker called de Rougemont. It rings a bell somewhere, de Rougemont. It means the Red Mountain. Funny name. Maybe that's why it's, you know, like the red dragons and all the things you see in there. The Red Mountain. A mountain full of blood, maybe. Weird. Well, anyway, de Rougemont, it's a nobility name. Oh, that's a sound hieroglyph. So I'm inside the castle. They're probably coming and tell me it's not allowed or something. Look, there's some more reptilians here. There it is. Weird stuff. Huh? So, well, let's have a look, shall we? Let's have a look. Spooky Swiss castle, eh? The pharaohs of Switzerland. Probably welcoming me. Oh, let's have a look. Hello, haven't seen you in a long time. How you doing? Well, this is old. Smells old as well. Sandy Eurocliff. Here. Some more sun hieroglyph here. A bat sucking our blood, eh? Hello, Isis. The lake. Tomb. On the other side, around the bend, is like interlocking. Salon Mina. The pharaonic sun hieroglyph on the chimney. Charming, isn't it? And, some pharaohs. Back at where the reptilians are. Octagon in the ceiling. A sun hieroglyph with a Swiss watch in it. Yeah. Sun hieroglyph over the chimney. It's a lot over the chimney, like in marble. Yeah, again. And on the door, there it is again. Definitely pharaohs. And dragons probably had their rape the rapist parties here, with the Primae Noctus. Here it's Sun Hieroglyph all over. Yeah, all over. All around here, Sun Hieroglyph.
Hello.
Some more Sun Hieroglyph all over. Fleur de lis. Some coat of arms. Another Sun Hieroglyph. There's some more Sun Hieroglyph. That's the coat of arms. Some more dragons. Unicorns. Probably not supposed to be here. Oh, let's have a dance. It's our ball, isn't it? Some more real Sun Hieroglyphs here. Some. Thank you.
Okay.